Gemara in Bruch ist der Wurf am mit Beises. Kol ha-kriveya mokoim litfilosoi. If somebody is misspelled in a kfiistic mokoim, in other words, you don't jump around every day in a different place. Now every day you daven in a mokoim kavua. Elei kei Avram be'ezroi. The God from Avram is going to help you. The God from Avram is going to help you. If you have this inyan of being kavei amokam l'tfilosai, you're going to be kavei amokam l'tfilosai, the Eibishter, the God from Avram is going to help you. Ukshemeis, and when the person's going to die, you know what they're going to say by his hesped? Ukshemeis, oim de malov, hey chosid, hey onov, mitamidov shel Avram avinu. A gewaldike chosid, a gewaldike onov, from the talmidim from Avram avinu. Now, first state on this Gemara. Let's understand this. The Gemara, if you take a look in Sanhedrin and Davkuf Zayin, the Gemara says that David HaMelech said, told the Eibishter, Rabbi Nishleilam, Mipnei ma oimrim alakei Avram, alakei Yitzchok, alakei Yankov, ve'ein oimrim alakei David. Why in the Nusach of Shmoyne Esrei? When a Yid davens to the Eibishter, and he has his bakoshes to the Eibishter, so he says, Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchok, Alekei Yankov. And he doesn't say, Alekei David. Until David HaMelech had shtark, he didn't understand the Hanhoga, why the Eibishter did it that way, and the Eibishter told him, no, Inu Minsuli, they had Nisyonis, and you didn't have any Nisyonis, so David HaMelech asked for a Nisyon, because he wanted to have that people should say in Shmoyne Esrei, Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchok, Alekei Yankov, Alekei David. What does this mean? Pshat Hazay. L'choyri, there's only one God, Mahab no ain't tat in Himmel. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchok, Alekei Yankov? Chas v'shem, what does it mean? There's only one Eibishter. What do we mean Alekei, the God from Avram, the God from Yitzchok, and the God from Yankov? What's mean this? It's not ain't Eibishter, it's Hashem Echad. The Pshat's like this. Avram Avinu was such a mordidik tzaddik. Avram Avinu did such wonderful things in the Bria that the Eibishter told Avram, my kind Avram, whatever I did for you, I'm going to do for your children. That's what it means, Alekei Avram. When a Yid says, Rabbeinu Shalom, Alekei Avram, when we refer to the Eibishter as Tat, and Dubas Tov, the God from Avram, you know what we're asking? We're not asking Stam for Siyata Deshmaya. We're banking in on a certain Hanhoga that's called Alekei Avram. We're asking Rabbeinu Shalom, just like what you helped Avram, we're asking you should help us. What if a person says Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak? That's a double tefillah. I thought it's only one Eibishter. But just because the Eibishter did a chesed, let's say to Noyach, or the Eibishter did a chesed to Adam Rishon, does that mean the Eibishter is going to do it to us? So if we could say Alekei Avram, das mein, that's just like the Eibishter helped Avram, ich bin noch Avram's kin, so I'm asking Rabbeinu Shalom, help me also, just like the same things he helped Avram. What's the raya that everything that happened to Yitzchak is going to happen the same hatzolus and the same chesed and the same shefa from Rachman B'li Gvul and Tachlis that went to Yitzchak Avinu? How do we know that's going to come to Gans Klai Yisrael? Of thus, therefore, we say Alekei Yitzchak. What's the pshat Alekei Yankov? It's another tefillah, the Rabbeinu Shalom. The same way that you helped my Zayde Avram. The same way you helped my Zayde Yitzchak. The same way you helped my Zayde Yankov. I'm asking you, you should help me with this and this until you misspell the Shmoyne Esrei tefillahs. Every time you say Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yankov, you have to be mechavin, that just like the Eibishter helped all the wonderful things he did for Avram, and all the wonderful things he did for Yitzchak, and all the wonderful things he did for Yankov, those three hanhogas, I'm asking the Baruch Shalom, give me those three hanhogas. Why? And you promised them. David HaMelech wanted that every good, wonderful thing that happened to him, and David went through so much tzaddis, went through so many times the life story of David, how much he suffered from the first day that he came into the world. It was mamish gefeller wie viel hat gelitten, until the letzte minute von sein Leben. And wie viel chesed, how the Eibishter was paid him. The whole Sefer Tehillim is the story of David HaMelech's tzaddis, and how the Eibishter geratet from his tzaddis. So David HaMelech wanted that the Yidden should be able to also have a Lekei David. Just like the Eibishter helped Avram, Yitzchak and Yankov, and the Eibishter helped David, every Yid should have the same things happening to him. The same Hatzalah. Thus the Eibishter said, no, that I can't do. You're not that great that everything I did for you, I can do for your children. Why? Because Avram, they had Nisyonis. Yitzchok had nisyonisin. And Yaakov had also a lot of nisyonisin. But you didn't have any nisyon. So David HaMelech said, okay, Rabbi Hashem, give me a nisyon. And David fell through with the nisyon. And he wasn't zeicha for the anhog of Lekei David. We can't say Lekei David. We can only say Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchok, Lekei Yaakov. We can say Mogen David. But Lekei David, that we can't say. Oy bazay, the Gemara is a pella. The Gemara says that kolai kevei amokam l'tfilosai, anybody that's kevei amokam l'tfilosai, vayis l'chois from the lashon of the Gemara be'etzem, that the person be'etzem is not such a big tzaddik. He wouldn't have been zeicha for the Lekei Avram. Now just because the person is kevei amokam l'tfilosai, he's zeicha for Lekei Avram be'ezrei. All the hanhogas that had to Avram avinu v'ti Eibishtem geben. Stelz of the kash l'chapela noira. Wie verstehst du die Sache? How do you understand it? The person Be'etzem shouldn't be Zeicha for Lekei Avram. He shouldn't be Zeicha for the wonderful chesedim that the Eibishter for Avram he should get. But just because he's Kaveh Amokam Litfilosai, he should get this Anhoga. And the Gemara says why? Because just like Avram Avinu was Kaveh Amokam Litfilosai, is the Zelba Zeicha for Yiddish Kaveh Amokam Litfilosai, he gets the Zelba Matonim. How do you understand it? Just because a Yid does a Kleina Maisala, a Kleina Pula, he imitates Avram Avinu in one Nekuda, he should be Zeicha Alekei Avram, the Teretz is Azei. And this is a very important Nakuda. And befat us in America, we have to realize this Yisod. Because we don't realize what it means, the Fliya Dikadotis. So we have to tune in to know what is the Fliya Dikadotis and what they did for us. There's a Gevaldik Yisod that Rabbi Yerucham speaks about in the second Sefer. And he says that everything that Klal Yisrael has, everything for generations that Klal Yisrael has, is not because Klal Yisrael is so wonderful and so great. Of course, we're taka wonderful and we're so great. But not because that alone are we zeich to have these wonderful matanas. The reason why we're zeich for everything is because we are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did everything for us. They were the ones that did everything. The rest of the things that we do, we just fill in. And fill out bepoil the bekoich of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In other words, let's say you want to teach a little child how to write. So what do? You make like a aleph, and you tell the kid, you put a pen in the kid's hand, and you say, go over the dotted line. Make an aleph like this, and make a base like this, and all the kid has to train his hand is to go over the dotted line. And if the many times he goes over the dotted line, the kid can do it by himself. But how do you teach the kid to make the aleph? The kid goes over the dotted line. What we do, all our avodas Hashem, all the avodas Hashem of the Rambam, all the avodas Hashem of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, all the avodas Hashem of the Heilige Vilna Gaon, all the avodas Hashem of the Tanoim Vamnoroim, all their avoda is just going over the dotted line of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it's a Gevaldik Yisod. It's a very, very important Yisod. All we have to do is still zich tzu to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. We have to look into the Torah. We have to learn good all the stories of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And once we know good the stories of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, we have to imitate those stories. And if you imitate those stories, even the littlest maisa, but it's an imitation, to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yezoichav Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak Alekei Yaakov. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Somebody does just one little pula of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, even though Be'etzem you shouldn't be Zeicha. But Vibalt, you went over the dotted line of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov in the Gemara of Proteus, says Avram, therefore you're Zeicha for the Kei Avram Be'ezrei. You have to picture and visualize this. Visualize that a tremendous riesige electric generator that's riesig big and riesig strong that gives electricity mamish to the whole state. What do you have to do? You have to get yourself wires to plug yourself, plug till you get plugged into that generator. If you're plugged into that generator, you'll be gevaldik. But if you stand on your own, you don't want to be connected to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, then you won't have any electricity. What's going to keep you going? You're running away from the Oves. Don't run away from the Oves. Stay with Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and you'll get everything. That's the message from this Gemara. Kol hakeveya mokam litfilosai. Do one little maisa of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. We're talking about a person Be'etzem is not zeicha to get a lekei Avram. He's not zeicha to get that anhoga. But if you imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and a kleina pula, just daven in a mokam kavua. Why? Because Avram Avinu did it. So that means you're taking your little machine kale and you're plugging it in with a long wire till the big generator of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if you do this little puller of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then you're zoichav the anhoga of Elokei Avram. The same zach, we could see the other way. If somebody chas v'shalom does different than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he could mamish lose everything. The Ramban tells us in Bamidbar Kapitel Yedalet Pasuk Yitzayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mispelled for the Meraglim, he did everything he can. He wanted to save Klal Yisrael, he wanted to save the Meraglim, but he wasn't Mazkir Chastei Ovois. He didn't say Vezeche Chastei Ovois. He wasn't Mazkir Din Yonim of the Ovois. Zot Delik Ramban, you know why? Because it wouldn't have helped Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe would have been masked, the Chassadim Rabbeisham, helped the Meraglim, helped Klai Yisrael because of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, it wouldn't have helped. You know why? Because the Meraglim, they were koifer in Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov wanted to have Eretz Yisrael. The belt, they were koifer. What Avram Yitzchak Yaakov stood for, they lose the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. You can get so much, just connect yourself to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Connect yourself, say, Ich will sein Ayid. I want to imitate Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and everything. And if you do that, then you're Zeich of everything. But even if you're as great as the Meraglim, they were the biggest people, they were the creator, the Anshei Shem, they were the greatest dimension of Klai Yisrael. But they ran away from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. They didn't want to have any Shaykhs to them. We don't want Eretz Yisrael, we don't need Eretz Yisrael. We'd rather stay in the Midbar. Oh, the Vusishkin Eretz Yisrael. So then Moshe Rabbeinu came. Be misspelled at the schus from Avram to help you. Because when can Avram help you? Only if you imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But if you don't imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, then you can't get that schus. That's a pshat, the Gemara that tells us in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara has a whole meridical line, Gemais, I don't want to go into the protim. But the Gemara fears eyes. Call me Yishayim boy, Mishloi Shemidus Halalu Enim Ezarish Avram Avinu. A person that doesn't have the middle for Rachamim, he doesn't have the middle from Baishonis, he doesn't have the middle from Gomach Hasadim, Bisonish from Avram Avinu's Kindalach. I, Lechoyra, Piteva, you are Yid, your continuation, but Skatnish Hazay. You can Chas V'Shalom, Atoizim Al Chas V'Shalom, be Kodesh yourself from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and you stand all alone. And you're standing all alone on the island, just takes a little while, then the ocean water picks itself up. And then the island is not around anymore, it disintegrates, there's no zeich from it. The person stands alone on the island, it's not shayach. What you have to do is you have to plug yourself into Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's the pshat the Gemara Shabbos Nun Hei tells us. Tamuz chus ovois. The ovois, unzer chus of an ovois endik. That means what the Yidden did certain avedis. That they were curious themselves from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's the eggs to get of the world. Why are you running away from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? They're the generator. They're the electric generator. They're going to give you the connection. They're going to connect you to the Yevshev. They're going to give you the whole Olam Haba, the whole Olam Hazeh. Anything you need, just take your plug and plug yourself into Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And anything. Just be kaveh makom litfilose. Every day, don't daven in the halls. Daven in your seat, Mr. Zoycha for Lekei Avram. Because the Ovois, we'll soon see, were so rich and so strong and so powerful. They were such generators that if and the Yids are going to cleanse the Yid in the world, and the Yid did who knows what Avedis, who knows Kain's Chusim in the world, but he goes in the same place, in the same Kaveh Amokam Litfilose. He davens every day in the same place. We're not even talking about the base Medrash. Any place, but here's where I daven. Here's where I daven every day. And you take this thing, why am I doing it? If you plug yourself in, even with the littlest thing, to the Ovois, Elokei Avram Bezroi. The apes is going to help you just like he helped Avram. He took him out of Ur Kasdan. He boyed from him against a Klai Yisrael. The apes will also take you out of Ur Kasdan. And from you will also come a Helik a Klai Yisrael. You'll have kindalach l'day l'day l'sabik avaldik. Why? Because you plugged yourself into Avram. What did you do? Ah, you're not like Avram. You're so far. Makes a difference. I did one thing because Avram Avinu did it. I want to be like my Zaydim. You want to imitate your Zayda, just like your Zayda, the Abishah gave your Zayda everything, the Abishah will give you everything. So what did the Gazach? Us in America, we were ripped away, Hitler Yimach Shemoy, he ripped us away. All the best things that we have, the whole parade of Klai Yisrael, all those wonderful Goinim and Tzadikim, the Levush that they had, the Yiddish Levush, we look so different compared to those Yidden that looked in Europe. We're so far away in Torah and avoiding the Mitzchah Sodom from those Heiliki Yidden in Europe. And we stand alone, so to speak, far, far away. And who knows, Chas V'Shalom, the way that Avraham Kotler said, every generation is always one Yidida to a different Yidida, it's one lesson, one dagger less to a different dagger. And Avraham Kotler said, but after what Hitler Yimach Shemai did, he made it that there should be a Yelida of 40 generations. And Avraham with his coffee shot stopped. There's a Yelida for us Americans to the dirt before 40 generations we went down. So Chas V'Shalom was so far away. So what's our avoider? What do we have to do? We have to turn around. And we say, Afapi, that we're Americans. And even though our Lefush is different, and even though we don't have the same rabbis that our rabbis had from the Frida Kadur, but we're going to turn around and face Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And we're going to do what our Ovis did. We're going to imitate our Ovis. We're going to like our Ovis. We're going to learn about our Ovis. We'll read about our Ovis. We'll have pictures about our Ovis. Says the Gedolei Hador from the Frida Kadkufis. Once we plug ourselves in to the Frida Kadkufis, to our rabbis, that they're connected to their rabbis, until we're connected to Avraham Avinu, then we're zeichel, we'll make it forever. It's a davar neira, Rabbi Yerucham says. You can have the biggest professor, the biggest mind, the biggest genius in the world, and they don't know anything. They mamish don't know anything. They can tell you how to land on the moon, the efes, the ayin, the nothing. You take a Porsche to Alta Babichke, she's with a tichel in her house, and she stays, and she zint lich, she goes like this, and she's a spalel, and she's a mispalel for her kinderach, she's connected to the Eibishter. Vielleicht haben wir noch ein Haus in Scheich. Das alte Babetschke, ein alter Frey. Und sie hat doch alle, ein Tisch alle. Und who knows if she even has all the teeth. Was kennt sie und was weiß sie. Und dort ist ein größer Professor, ein größer Knack. And the biggest university, er kriegt doch Covid Malachim. Where does this alte Babetschke come to this gewaltige, mechubedike President, this mechubedike, weiß Professor mit der größer Kopf. What Scheich does this Professor have to this Frey? Die Frey ist doch heilig. She's connected to the Eberste. She's talking to the Zelba God that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to. Do you know what that means? Yeah, my son was dismayed. The Eibishter, the Malch Malchi Amlochim, and talk about with Yankov, and talk about with the Shvatim, and talk about with Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke to us by Mamre HaSinai. And the Frey, the Alte Babetschke, she stayed the same by the Lichtalach, and she goes like this, and she's connected to the Eibishter. She speaks right to the Eibishter. And the Eibishter listens to every word that comes out of her mouth. She's connected. And der Grace Professor, der Grace Kop, der Grace Shas, nothing. What does he have? They had to land on the moon. Dimian, Gornish. What's the nafkimina? The Teretz is because the Alte Babichke, she's connected to the Eibishter. How is she connected? Because her plug, her little extension cord, is plugged into the long, long lines of generators that are connected to the Ovois. They're connected to the Lekei Avram Be'ezrei. She's connected. Why is she connected? She's doing what her mother did. And her mother's doing what her mother did. And her mother's doing what her mother did. Till she's connected to the Baba Sarah. She's connected to, and Sarah Imenu is connected to Avram. And Avram is connected to the Eibishter, the big generator. That's the importance of going back home. Going back to Unzer Avos, we're connected. Once we're connected, we have everything. Take a little Yingala in the first grade. That's not noided, Rabbi Yerucham puts it down as a moiridik. A little Yingala, take a little kid from the Cheder, take a kid from any little school, any day school kid. Take the kid, tell me, my Yingala, who created the Welt? So that clinking gracious non-fang borrelikim with the Yebishah b'shavnes ha-shamayim v'sa-olitz. And he tells you how what the Yebishah made the first day, and the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, and the seventh day the Yebishah rested. And he tells you a whole conversation that the Yebishah had with all the Malishan and the... the kid knows, you know what that means. The scientists and all the knackerai, what's happened? He's open garnish. When I claim the Yingala, I can tell you how the Abish made the world in the first day and what he did in the second day. And the Abish was happy with this and he was upset over here and he gave this person a matana and he had this person. He knows everything was doing in the Bria. What's the claim? Kid is learning Chumish. The Tedit says the kid is connected. His plug is plugged in the right place. He's connected into what? Into the tremendous generators. Into the Heligatera. Into his Rebbe. Into his parents. And all that is connected to the Eibishter. That's the message from this Gemara. Do a little pula, a kleiner pula, kaveh amok on the tefillah, you're connected to the Ovos. Just connect, hold on. Life sometimes, it's so difficult, it's so hard, we don't understand the drachm of the Eibishter. We're not bali havonim if hashteinish. But we know, just stay connected. Lahagin baboike chazdecha v'amunoscha baleilois. When it's dark, we have to have the amunah. No, we're holding on the Eibishter's hand, so to speak. Hold on to the Eibishter, hold on to your Rebbe, hold on to your father, be connected with them. Be connected with them because they're connected. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us such a mighty dikamatona. Every Yingala knows this mission by heart. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Umesorah. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have no hasoga what those words mean, Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Geisa Tzadik went up into Shemayim, and he took down the Torah, and he gave it over. Kindalach, take it weiter. Remember I once told you, Moshe the Gavod from the Kedushas Levi, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Moshe was so great, he could take so much electricity. Stell yourself, you would plug in one of these tape recorders, you would plug it into the biggest generator, the generator of the New Jersey Electric Company. The thing will explode all over the place. How could this little tape recorder take so much electricity? Oh, but Moshe was so neuter, he was so great at the end of the Kedushas Levi, that he can take so much energy and give it out to our clan kin. Dosat Yevshik is up. A klein yingale can learn Bereshis Balakim and it doesn't explode from the power. And the Heilige Vilagoyin can take from Bereshis Balakim and it can be Mechayim Esim with those words. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a gifted person, such a malach, such an ish noira. He knew how to take the Torah and put it down on the oifim that everybody can get from the Torah. A klein yingale can get from the Torah. Well, the Heilige Vilagoyin can get from the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself can get from the Torah. Do you know what the merch between Moshe Rabbeinu is with a little yingale and our tekufa? And they both learn the Psuk and Bereshis Balakim. The little yingle can plug in his little transistor le, and he gets electricity and he's a nitzchi from that. When Moshe Rabbeinu himself plugs himself into the Heilige Torah and he gets in the Bereshis Balakim, kikta chasogas bli gvulim bli tachlis. On asoga we have no, there's no words could even, no Moshe could describe what Moshe got from those words, Bereshis Balakim. What we have to do is plug ourselves into the Friedrich Tkufa. Do anything you can if you see that your Rebbe does something. Imitate it. You know, I never understood the Gemara. It's half of a fella. The Gemara says in Brochus, the Gemara, I think it's Daf Mem Vav, Daf Mem Zayin. Hillel, when he used to say to Mishnah Skolim Datzich in the beginning, Shloishahin, he used to say, Hillel learned with Shmai Vavtalion, and Shmai Vavtalion were Gaidim. So they couldn't say a ches instead of a ches, they said a hey. You know, some people can't say a ches, so they say a her. So they had slight speech defect. So Hillel Anasi, the God Ladur, the Masorah from Torah goes to Hillel. What did he do? Whenever he got to that word, a speech defect that his Rebbe did, he imitated his Rebbe. His Rebbe couldn't say a chay. See, Mahaye Hamesim. His Rebbe couldn't say a chay. See, he said, Luchat Hashem. Not by Tvila, but we're talking when he said over a memra from his Rebbe. He said it over with the same speech effect. Feg di gemora lova, favos. Zog di gemora chayav adam loima b'shoin rabo. You mechuyif to say with the same lashon of your Rebbe. What's this? Imitating. You're making fun of your Rebbe. Your Rebbe has a speech effect against him imitating. Is that the word? What is the Gemara telling us? So don't stick Gemara to the later. You have to be so connected to your Rebbe that he imitate your Rebbe. I'm not talking ones in a billy guy for standing in front of a chmeis and pull him. He'll start imitating your Rebbe with grammar. Nish does that mitha. Nish does that he'll get on. He'll talk about the Savlin, the Nasi, the Gottel, the Tzadik, the Kodesh, the Polish, whatever you want is going to heal him. But part of the Messiah is say it over like your Rebbe. I'm so connected to my Rebbe, I'll imitate my Rebbe in everything. You have to be connected to Friedrich the Kedertis. We have to realize that. Our whole kiyum of Klal Yisrael is why? Because we're holding hands. Why are we holding hands? And to who are we holding hands? We're holding our hands unto the Rebbe's unto the Eltern. Why? Because they're connected to their Rebbe's and their Eltern. And they're connected further until we're all connected to Lekei Avram. And we have to appreciate our Rebbe's. We have to appreciate our Eltern because they're the extension. They're the ones that connect us. They're the ones that give us electricity to go weiter. Still, if a person wants to be on his own. Today we have in America this musig, you're on your own. It's so wrong. Children have to be connected to your parents. You have to be connected to your parents for a kama v'kamasibis. You have to be connected with your Rebbe's for a kama kamasibis. It's the most important thing. Be connected to somebody older than you, somebody from the Friya Dikadur. Why? Because he's connected to somebody to the Friya Dikadur. Who should help you make your decisions? Your friend? Of course your friend likes you and I'm sure he means well. But who should be making your decisions? Somebody from the Friya Dikadur. Go to an elder mensch. Be connected. Go back until you're connected to the Kehav Ramba Ezra. The Mashah says, Adov Anoyre, in Psochem Nach Mem Tes, it's such a Mishunah that Mashah Mekah Chalash and Mamish. He teaches dort in the Gemara. It says that Meroshe Kihilas Yankov, the Mashal says Adov Anoyre. He says the difference between a Talmud Chochem and an Amoritz, Benegei to Torah is one thing. Napsha Talmud Chochem, oh, Mizan the Knackers, we own the Torah, and the Amoratzim, they stand on the side, please. Chulik, you have no Sheikhes. Mimshen Chasen got me to Torah. You stand, you watch our Chasna, the Kansas Tanzen, Dosh Kishaychas, Chas Visholem. The only Nafkiminis of the Mashal is between an Arusa and an Asura. When a guy says, Hareya Mekudeshesli, she is an Eishes Ish. She is an Arusa. She has a din of an Eishes Ish. Later on, once there's yichud, then there's halacha from a nesua. But what's the nafkemina in halacha? It's no nafkemina. The only nafkemina is be'odach v'chiv, k'subas, v'esach, andrach machlokes, tanoim, andrach yuvim. Or be'eshes ish, is in a chalz, mit ha'arusa, she has a dream v'eshes ish. Zog te ma'ashom, and ha'amoritz is just like a tamachochem b'negetz ha'toyla. Except the tamachochem is in a sua, and ha'amoritz is in a'arusa. But it's the same as ish, the toyla mit them is ma'amish verbunden, et shen chasten gehad mit ha'toyla. With this we can understand a medrash. The Medrash tells us, in Vayikra Rabba Parsha Tes, Oy Zayin, says like this, a very nice story. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Maisa B'Rab Yanai, Shehoye Mahalach Baderech. Listen to the story, it's an interesting story. The Heilige Rav Yanai was going on the Derech. V'ro Adem Echot Shehoye Meshubah B'Yoyse. He saw a person dressed so beautiful, just so nice, in such wonderful clothes. Ooh, it's like a chata made a Roshim Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai is not a fool, he's in Tana. And I made such a roshim Rav Yana. Rav Yana was mamish and spoiled. Oh my Lord, you had Rav Yana gesagt to jeder Mensch, Rebbe, miskabla gabon. He called him Rebbe. Maybe you want? Would you like to eat with us? Oh my Lord, said he. Said him. He cleared his voice. He said, of course. So he's coming to be the guest to Rav Yana. Hichnisu lebeisoy. So Rav Yana had such a moledik of covet. He had moledik of covet, and he brought in this person into his house. Rav Yana stood there hechila. He gave him to eat. And he gave him to drink. And then, Talmid HaChom comes together by the table, said, I have to make a learn it. He saw such a mechubidik a mensch. He started talking with him in psukim. The guy didn't know what's flying. He started talking, dashing in psukim, the mensch had not gewusst. He didn't know, Yibiru is small, he didn't know what he's talking about. So he figured, oh, Asher psukim, he doesn't know, Mishnah is kind of good, Yada Yid weiß noch Mishnah is. Mishnah, he started talking to him in Mishnah is, fight it, the guy was not Moritz, he didn't know Chumash, he didn't know Mishnah is. So he figured, okay, this guy didn't spend time, maybe he was busy, place was, but I'm a Chubidike mensch, Mistami knows Agadata, stories and drushes, oh, Bagoda! Oh, start talking to him and learning Bagoda. Ne, Vloy Mitzoy, doesn't know anything. And he doesn't know no Mikkah, doesn't know Mishnah, Agoda, what's good, but he's such a Chubidike mensch, it's not shy. So then he's like, oh, B'talmud, talk to him and learning, Lomdis, gives him a Svori, tells him over there, B'chaim, place was, ne, Vloy Mitzoy, fight it, the guy doesn't know Lamda, Krumakop, Oh, you see, Mamish had Moridik Agnes Nefesh. On the lace, he tells him, okay, Sav Brich. Okay, time to bench, let's bench. On the lace, the guy tells him, Yivolich Yanei Bebeise, Yanei, you bench for me. See, Mamish, he really chalish. On the lace, he says, Rabbi Yanei realized, the guy doesn't know, Nishkein Chumash, Nishkein Mikra, Nishkein Mishneh, Nishkein Talmud, Nishkein Agoda, Kenoch Gornish. On the lace, he says, Izboch Oma Mada No Omalach, can you say what I say over? In other words, you'll bench. I'll tell you what to say word for word. Could you do that? Omalayin, I could do that. Oh, he said, hey, Elu. The guy at least could say over what Abgani will tell him. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Omalay, he says like this. This is what you should say. Emor, say, that Abgani tells this person, Achel kalba pitse di Yanai. A dog ate the bread of Yanai. That's what you should say. Say those words. So the guy got angry. Ruf ma hund. Kom tofse. The guy gets up, he's not Moritz. He does no Mikra, he does no Mishnah, he does no Halacha, he does no Agoda, he knows no Talmud, he doesn't even know how to bench. There's no Ivra. But don't think he can imitate. And he knows what Yanai said Yanai ate the bread, Yanai said that a dog ate the bread of Yanai. He got up and he grabbed hold of Yanai. Yatusi Gaboch! My Yerusha is in your hands! Mr. Ganov! You robbed my Yerusha! Da'at my Neali! You're holding me back from my Yerusha! Oh, see, he looked at him. What's Yerusha? Oh, Malays, he said, Maya Tusach Gabi. What's your Yerusha by me? What's about Gigama from them? Oh, Malays, he said, Chadzman Havena Ova Kumi Bei Sifra. Listen to this, Muridik. Ah, it's a hafla. Zotis Big Amoritz. I once walked by a yeshiva. Vishamis Kol Hoindim in the Yako Vomrim. I heard Kleine Kinderlach from the Yanukas. I heard Kleine Kinderlach that was saying, Toyra Tziva Lonu Moshe. Toyra Tziva Lonu Moshe, Mayrosha Kehilas Yankev. It's a Mayrosha Kehilas Yankev. Mayrosha Kehilas Yainai Enksiv. Doesn't say that the Torah is a Yerusha to the Kehilah of Yanai, and the Kehilas Yankev. That Torah belongs to me. You have my Torah. What are you knocking so much? Du bist Rav Yanai? Du bist Rav Yanai with us Torah? You know you have my Yerusha? That belongs to me. If you think about what's stated in the Chazal, it's the Chadova Torah. You're talking about a person that doesn't have Mikra, he doesn't have Mishnah, he doesn't have Halach, he doesn't have Hagol, he doesn't have Birch Zamozin. And he grabs a hold of Rav Yanai. He says, Rav Yanai, you have my Yerusha. It doesn't only belong to you, it's mine. It belongs to me also. What's the word? How's the child? And until Avgana got a ganze verloren, and then he said he got lost in a ganze conversation. How he asked the person, ganze shaklovatay and the ganze medicine half over fallen. Versteht die Gemara? You can have the greatest amores. You can have a person that Chassid Shalom can't hear. You have to have a person Chassid Shalom that can't see. And that person's connected. Why are you such a knacker? Because you're learning Gemara. Because you are in a sewer to the Torah. That person's also connected to the Torah. He's not Lusa. Why? It's Ayid. And Ayid is connected. Mitzadatzma is connected. And he chabbed the whole of Rabbi Yanai, Nein of Yanai. What you have belongs to me. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Aleph, Kol ha-mayneya ha-locha min-pei Talmud. If somebody holds back a halocha from a Talmud, ki-ilu goyiz loy menachas ha-voysov, you're robbing from his Yerusha, from his father. If let's say you could teach somebody Torah, a bacha is struggling, a bacha can't make it through a Tosfos. He doesn't know what's flying in the Gemara, he's so confused, kasha teretz. Doesn't know what's flying. And you want to go out and play basketball, but you saw the Rebbe let that bacha have it, the bacha's to tumult. If you don't go out and forget about the basketball, you play basketball later. Go over to that bacha and say, come here, let's learn it, let's go through it together. I saw you were struggling. Listen, don't worry, I went through the same thing. Let's do it together. And you take that bacha, you learn with him eternity, you know what you're doing. It's gewaldig. But if you have such a koyach, you don't do it, you're a ganav. I must tell you a story that happened to me. Every time I think about the story, or the tlerin come to my eyes, or I mamash, I grab my face from bush, I'm so embarrassed from the story. But I'll tell it to you anyway. It's such a limerich, the meshuga, every time I think about it. I was once in Eretz Yisrael. And when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I stopped off by a moichah svarim, and I was buying some svarim. I was standing over there by the moichah svarim. I didn't know anybody. It was 2 days before. I was running in and running out, buying on the mesechtas. My first was lebedik. It was moiridik. Stam was takidish Hashem to see bochum, yugalait, running, lebedik, buying svarim for the next man, begreitzah, sigvaldik. No, I'm standing outside. I waited for someone. I was standing outside. I didn't know anybody. I was just standing, dreinzach, walking here, there. All of a sudden, I see a guy. So I recognize an American a mile away. As you see a Yankee a mile away. So I say, Shalom Aleichem. He says, Shalom Aleichem. So the guy says, where are you from? I said, I'm going to shoot him from Lakewood. I'm going to shoot him from Lakewood. I'm going to shoot from Lakewood. How about New Jersey? It's good enough for me. So I tell him, I'm from New Jersey. So the guy says, from where, New Jersey? So the guy says, so I tell him, all right, so I have no choice here, but he said, I'm from Lakewood. There were people running in and out, but all of a sudden, he heard the word Lakewood. His shoulders clench up. He says, Lakewood! Don't mention the word Lakewood to me. People start looking for my Zeitlich, but globs from Bursche. What happened? He said, again, don't mention the word Lakewood to me. I couldn't be master. I was trying to go Collins with Neula. I asked the guy, what did Lakewood do to you? And the guy holds the Gemara in his hands. He says, you see this Gemara? This Steinsalz Gemara? He says, this is the first Gemara I ever bought. I'm 40 years old. I went through all the garbage cans of Greenwich Village. I studied in that junior high in Lakewood, and none of you guys came out to greet me. You know what that means? This guy, who knows what schus me had to get back? This guy was a yid. And he's pointing a finger to me. And he's saying, don't mention the word Lakewood to me, because I was in that junior high. And you could have taught me Torah, and you didn't. How could I ever forgive you? Such a mythical message this guy told me. I walked away to Tumulta. I told it to Rav Yankiv Galinsky. His goof was Sechganza Tzatresel. He told me he's told over the story 40 times. Do you know what achrayas we have to bring a person back and connect him? The Chazal tell us, Kol ha-mayneya ha-lochem ha-pi Talmud ki lugoyz le-menachas ha-voysov. That person that's off the derech is also a yid. It is a yid. And it's kumtem that we should go out and reach that person. Bring it back. Come, let's learn a little bit Torah. Come, let me connect you to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Vestamol Zayin Helig. Vestachastam mit agudu Yiddish Atochta. Vestam Yiddish Akindalach. And they'll learn a lot of Torah. If you have the Galeganite, then you have the opportunity to reach out to a person. Reach out to a person and bring him in to connect him to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And you don't. If you have an opportunity to teach somebody Torah and you don't, it's Kilu Goyz Upstaganov. What's Gambus do? You're taking away his Yerusha. Yene Grav Amoretz. Got up! And he chapped the hold of Rav Yanai. Yerusha Gaboch. My Yerusha was by you. You took my Yerusha. Why don't you teach me Torah? Why are you Rav Yanai? Because you know so much Torah. How about me? I'm also a Yid. You know what a message this teaches us? You know what this means? It means we can't sit late to come and out. Every second you have to be Marba Kovach Shemayim. You have to either learn by yourself, so you should stay. And if you're not in the mood to learn, go out and reach out for somebody else. Go learn with somebody that share your chokhmah with somebody. So you can bring him into Lekhe Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov. The Chazal tell us, that it's so stark, Yerushalayim belongs to us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tess. Akum sha'asik b'teirah chayiv misa. And goy that sits and learns teirah chayiv misa, the base favos, from a Rosh Akilis Yankov. He's touching my Yerusha. Get your hands off. It bothers me so much. I've added the Art Scrolls, a wonderful thing to have English books, and it did a tremendous about this Torah. But you know how many goyim are buying that? You know how many goyim are buying these English things? Those are the shayim alulim. Do you know how many galochim have it? Somebody told me in Manhattan, they stand in the streets, they sell Kabbalah in English. Kabbalah. Kabbalah in English, Achmor Litzlan. They're giving it to goyim. They took the crown of the Melech and they're rubbing it into the ashba. You know what that means? Sachman Yerusha, mine Helika Kabbalah belongs to me. Kisvei Arizal belongs to me. And they went and they're giving it out to goyim, shikurim, utunofim, in Manhattan. You know what an aveda that is? Akov, it says that Akum that learns Tereshazik with Terechayiv Misa, he's a gan if he robbed my Yerusha. I mean, you want to rob 5,000 Mikzunta, hey. But go take my Tereh, that I'm not going to let you take. That's my Yerusha, that belongs to me. Money doesn't mean anything to me. Tereh means something to me. For Akum, a gan from a Yid is a halbetzer, but if he takes, God, there is a din of, we'll soon see, a gan of the gan from a Yid, even a pruta. But let's leave that legish. Just been against the Tereh. At the end of that Galant, I'm Pasik Tereh. Is a Chayiv Misa, you can kill him, Favos. It's my Yerusha, it belongs to me. And this Yerusha belongs to every single Yid. Every single Yid, you're mechuyif to help out every Yid with this Yerusha. Gemara tells us it's a sukkah of chof ches. It's a whole aliches. But if you take a look, the Gemara tells us, against the Maisa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And then they ask him a bunch of questions. Tone Rabbana, Maisa, Rabbi Leze, Sheshavis, Begol, Elyon, Shalu, Shleshim, Halochis, Behel, Chesukah. A ganze meise. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah of Ches, the godless from the Tanoim. And he tells him in the course of the conversation, they asked him a bunch of shailas, and he was shy, he did something, a lot of things, he said, lo shamati, and he couldn't be masik, what do you mean, lo shamati? Only loy, so he told him, kol dvarecha enem elam api ha-shmua, everything that you say is only api ha-shmua, only what you heard you could say over, and yourself, the kesesh machari zayin toira. You want to say something I didn't hear from my rabbis? The whole mile of this town and this Tana, and right there, the Heilige Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai also had this middle. He never said Dovah Shalai Shema Mepira Boisa. He never said a divrei Torah something he didn't hear from his rabbi. You know why? Because he wanted to be connected. His whole Torah to be connected to his rabbi. My Torah is what I heard from my rabbi, and I'm going weiter only with what my rabbi said. That's the connection. Our avoida, what we have to do, we have to connect to unzer ovis. If we connect to unzer ovis, we'll be zeicha for everything. And if we don't connect to the ovis, if we connect to goyim, we lose everything. If you take a look at our clothes and our style and our language and all our slangs and everything, how much of goyishkeit do we have in it? Do you mind, it's coming close to Purim. Could I tell you something? Somebody gave me a little paper clipping from how to read the paper, Bohashem. They also mentioned weiter. Paper, you know how to read a paper. You have to burn all the papers with chometz. Any paper you see in the dorm, just throw them to the burn. Don't make a chometz fire right now. Just burn it. I compare him. A guy gave me a little article. I didn't want to be my time on my eyes to read the whole thing. But one paragraph, I just couldn't believe it. So I cut it out. And I brought this paragraph over here. I hope you don't mind. I just, look over yonder. Face Purim Kumbal. So I want to show you the difference between a yid and a goy. Listen to this. Listen to Haflam. And I better hope you don't mind. Oh, now David said you shouldn't make fires. Okay, so just take out the papers and put it by Rab David's step. He'll take care of the fire. But Rab David, can I read this shtickle? Like this. I hope you don't mind, since Beis Medrash. This is from the newspaper. Here, clip. Kitchens and baths have also become magnets for more remodeling dollars than ever before. Much of it is high-end custom work. New York Times. This year, homeowners will spend $8.3 billion on custom kitchens and another $6.2 billion on custom bathrooms. I don't want to get personal. Do you know what you do in a bathroom? $6 billion American goyim are going to give out for bathrooms, for toilet seats. Shoyim u'shamayim. Do you know what I could do with $6 billion? I would make houses for Bnei Tern and Eretz Yisrael. They should learn Yerim V'Laila. For Chasna Mach Yisrael V'Ramonis. And what's a given? All this was a can to make Yidden happy. I get a Gan Eden was can in the world. $6.2 billion. I can't even count so high. An Americanish at Beck. You know what they end up? $6.2 billion on custom bathrooms. In other words, not only when the guy sits down there. He has to have a bank with cushions and with Shemu Shamayim, Shemu Shamayim, to make an avoid dessert out of a bathroom. That's about power. It's half of a fella. So when we imitate Americans, we see this Meshuggah dribbling a basketball and talking about gotchas, how knock it. He's a flip. And we imitate him. Shaitan, you know how much money he makes. And you know how much money he uses for his bathrooms. Who are you imitating? That ain't there. Who are you plugging yourself into? And so on, who do you have pictures on the wall? From this Meshuggah Schwarz. It's doch ganz schwarz. Before, when the Turkish the Hazen came, it was a ganz schwarz game. And to him, you have on the wall. Shema Shemai, who are you imitating? Hova Heilige Bild von Stapler. Plug yourself into the Stapler. Kick an Elam Habo. Look at Avram Bezri. Be connected to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, with Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, with Allah. And instead, what do? Who do we imitate? We go to games, Achmor, Atzlan, Achshem, Zef. We use the radio. Fuss, man. That what? Who? Fuss. He's a Meshigayim. They're spending him and all his Haruses $6.2 billion on bathrooms. Shema Shemayim. Look at the difference between a Yid and a Goy. Look where they're connected. A Goy is so forlorn. A Goy is so lost. Most of them, I must tell you, they're doing a little fixing in my house. I have a Goy that was doing work. I hope he doesn't hear the tape. Now, this guy, it's the first time I see a guy. He's about 6'3". He's such a neat guy. He's a neat guy. He's a handsome guy. He's a powerful guy. And he's working. He's working. That's good. So I was thinking to myself, Shema Shemayim. I'm a normal Goy. I'm a neat Goy. And I'm standing in the house, Aleichem, I can't go out. So I was there, I had a little conversation, he helped me make shelves in my room for the Svarim. So I got into conversation. It didn't take too much longer, and the vomit came out. There's the mensch. I needed to get mensch. He was married 450 times. The mensch is on drugs. The mensch is on dope. He told me he lives on Valium. Every day he pumps the bottles on Valium. Shemu Shemayim, Shemu Shemayim, Nishdor Kainam Alagoy. Who we imitate? What do you have in the spiders from Agoy? We're not supposed to imitate these people. These people are supposed to be good in our eyes. You have to hate the Ra. Havada, you have to treat them like cherets. Good morning. And every once in a while I come in, would you like to have a coffee? Havada, give them the coffee. I give them Vasadaf. Because Achaz Hashem, Tanish Machan, Gechil Hashem. But the idea, who are these people? What's these Jew haters, the world Jew haters? The Nidrika mention. And the Pasuk says, the Taina was, the Novi told us, the Pasuk Melachim Beishit Zayin, Vayechu Achrei Ahero Vayehebolu. When Yidna Chas V'Sholem go after Achrei Ahero Vayehebolu, you become a ganz mavulbul, you become into Hevel, you become into Ir, there's nothing left. Why are the bars so full? Why do people drink? Wanting to live normal lives, they can't. They have such an emptiness. They have no direction. They feel that they're perchim ba'avir. They're not connected to anything. The pasuk in Tillim says, it says it out so clear, the beginning from David HaMelech's Tillim. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo yehalach ba'atzas ha'shoyim v'derech ha'toyim lo yomud u'b'moshav leitzim lo yoshav. Ki'im b'seiris Hashem chevtzo yimchubim mitetoyle. And if you do that, you'll be ke'eit shosel, you'll be connected, alpal gemoyim. Ashapia yitem bi'ita, you'll have wonderful children, ladoidis. V'leil lo yibo, leaving a sichas chulon b'gevaldik. V'chol ha'shayatz yatzliach, why? Because you're connected to Teda. To who are you connected to? You're connected to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, and to Tzadikim. Lo'ikein ha'rishoyim, zabta on'eifin tilim. Kim kamoitz ashetit veneruach. What is Arosha? His moitz ashetit veneruach Arosha. Today it's this rotzen, tomorrow it's that rotzen, then this rotzen and that rotzen. And the moitz ashetit veneruach. Akein lo yikum reshoim ba mishpot v'chatoim ba da tzadikim zeren ganzim falor in a mention. Ki yedei Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech reshoim toivit. Eishe kapitel tillim. What is the message from Eishe kapitel tillim? Who should you be connected to? Is it like, hey, Avram Be'ezra, you're connected. You're saying for everything. And if some Chas Hashem is not connected to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and the guy's connected to the Meshugasim from America, the Meshugasim of all the Rishayim, the Balei Taiva, he's Moitzah Shetitven Ruach Kiktagonish, he has absolutely nothing. What's the mile of the Ovis? Why are the Ovis so powerful? And what's the gewaldicate of a person being connected to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? What is as a schlecht if a person does all that Shachas and Tagoy? It's what's the gefeller. Let's take a look what's his main to Ovis. Well, who are the Ovis? What did they do for us? And why is it that they're such mighty generators that if a person takes his plug and he plugs himself into the Ovis, he says, Zoycha for everything. What's the mile of the Ovis? Bilam Arosha. Bilam Arosha said in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar, Chav Gimel Tes, he said in the Pasuk, Kimiroish Tzulam Arenu. Bilam, look, Bilam was an Ovi. It says in the Chazal Sefri at the end of the Devarim, like come be Yisrael, come Moshe. There was no one in great and Christ like Moshe. Oh, but by the Nevuah Sa'olam, by the Umas Sa'olam, there were. There was someone that was as great. And they had three things that Moshe couldn't do in the Nevuah. And that was Bilam Arosha. Bilam at Fashtan Eisek. Man, Nidrige Mensch. Oh, but in this Nakud, he had three Moshe Dikamailas. And what's it Bilam at Delosha? Delah was made to the Tev over here. Which is the Tach Zabri, like the Ramchal explains. What did he say? Ki Miloish Tzurim Arenu. Taich Rashi. And he mistakel b'rei shisom. Bilam Arosha says, I look with my nevuah into the heads of Klal Yisrael. Ubetchil shrashayim. I look into the shrashim. V'ani roi sam zog Bilam. I look at them and I see them. Miusodim v'chazokim kitzurim v'kegvoyos. They're like mighty rocks and big lizika mountains. Ayidei ovis v'himoyos. What's the title? Ovis v'himoyos. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Sol rifka roch v'leo. Who are these giants? These people are holim. These people are gvoyos. These people are tsurim, the rocks. And Bilam Arosha saw that. The Ovis were such powerful people. They were so great. They were such shroshim. That Bilam said, I have no koyach against the Jew. For us. Because they're connected. They're connected to the Ovis. Rashi says, a lot of people ask the kasha in this. Rashi, it says in Rashi, Ve'eda ala Ovis. Ve'eda ala Ovis. It says, Ve'eda ala Avraham al Yitzchak al Yaakov. And Rashi teaches, Ve'eda ala Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov teaches, Rashi ala Ovis to the Ovis. And all the Mefarshim asks, the Mizrahi, what does Rashi mean? Ve'eda ala Ovis, what does Rashi say? It says in the Pasuk, Ve'eda ala Avraham al Yitzchak al Yaakov, was about business Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, so Rashi ala Ovis to the Ovis. What's Rashi trying to be madgish? Every big Yingle knows, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Zayn Unzer Ovis. The Pshat Lefi Anal is Poshet. What was the tiny to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Apes said, what's going on? What are you complaining? Aren't you a powerful person? Can't you live with a stira? I told Avraham Avinu v'aleu l'oyla and ki b'yitzchak yikaru chazara. That doesn't stim one person with the other one. That's shnei subma machishin zeh zeh. And Avraham Avinu was powerful enough to live with it. He could live with the stira. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you asking Akasha? Why are you saying lo ma'areisa? Can't you live with a stira? Aren't you as powerful as the Ovis? Dosok Nuns Rashi. V'heira ela Ovis. The Ovis are people who can live with stiras. They're so powerful, even if they don't understand, they go weiter. That's the Moshe Dike Koyach. That's in this whole lot of Arichas about this Nekuda, but I don't want to go into it. Because it's very, very late. But one Nekuda, I want to be Messiah in this part. The most important thing about the Ovis is what Tzosses Lavovei Nemel Lefanecha. They were powerful people. They were powerful people. Vibaltia were powerful people. They knew how to take everything. Even if they don't understand it, they were Zeicha for everything. A person is Zeicha to everything if he's connected to these powerful people. We have to read stories about Gedolim. You have to buy all the Svarim, the Maisa Bichalach in Yiddish, or if you don't read Yiddish, then let it be in English or in simple Lashon Kodesh, whatever level you are. Get these stories and read them. Connect yourself to stories of the Chofetz Chaim. Connect yourself to stories of the Kivega. Connect yourself to stories with the Eilig about Ditchavim, with the Baal Shem Tov, with the Vilna Goyim, with the Rambam, with the Rishonim, all the Tanoim Vamadoim. Connect yourself with them. Connect yourself to the Ovis. Connect yourself with the Emois. Do all your pulis in Azazot Oifin, that you Natua and your Mechuba together with these people. Because if you're Natua and Mechuba together with these people, it's the Zoycha Zayim for Allah Zachen. Hashem, if a person stands alone, is a Falorna. Betzem, I just, one more knetch. The last 2 weeks we spoke about the Indian of Shabbos. The Indian from Shabbos is a person has to be Menucha. Menucha is also such a thing, such an akuda. It means that everything stimmed, even if you don't understand. My Malacha is not ending. It's not Nishgendik. Of a kilo Malacha Suya. Make believe Sigendik. Let me the steer it. Gave Aita. It's the same idea an akuda what they always had. That's in your Menucha Shabbos. What does it mean a guy's rest? Everything stims. I bet him, you know, Sunday's a ganze tumult. But for these 24 hours, I can live even though this is stira. That's a very tief avoid, but you have to think about it. To be Messiah in the Nakuda is, Kol ha-kaveh ha-mokal mitfilosai, the Chazal told us that if you kaveh ha-mokal mitfilosai, even if you do a pula ktana, you connect yourself to the Heilika, always be the zoicha for everything. And with this, a person could be zoicha for hanhoga from Malakai Avram Be'ezra. The rest time it's very late, so the next time I'll be mashlim with a shtaker and myself.